And we welcome a couple of guests to the show here in this segment this afternoon. First of all, we're happy to welcome in a writer, speaker, abuse victim, advocate, and the CEO of Courage 365, Ashley Easter. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
Hey, it's really a pleasure. I appreciate you inviting me onto the show.
Absolutely. And joining us as well is an actor, writer, filmmaker, a Me Too survivor, Sarah Ann Massey. Sarah, good to have you with us today as well.
Lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we've got a lot of ground we want to cover, but the focus is what's going on right now, and that is 30 Days of Courage. Ashley, can you talk about what that's all about?
Yes. So the 30 Days of Courage Challenge is an event that my nonprofit, Courage 365, is putting on, and it is focusing on empowering abuse survivors and educating advocates. So basically what we are doing, what we're realizing, is that there are a lot of people who've experienced abuse in the world, whether that is in religious context, whether that is in Hollywood context, whether that is in, in schools or in the home. And survivors often need that sense of community to feel safe coming forward with their stories and getting the support and healing that they deserve. So the 30 Days of Courage Challenge happens on our Facebook group, and we have some incredible speakers, including Sarah Ann. We've had Leah Remini, Jonathan Scheck, and several others. And basically what we're doing is we are sharing stories of experiencing abuse, experiencing healing, and taking forward action to really gain that sense of empowerment that the survivors deserve.
And Sarah, you'll be speaking on October 30th at 7 p.m. What will your message be?
Well, I'm going to talk about how the negative elements of being a survivor, in my case, sexual violence, and coming forward publicly can be turned into something positive. I, as you said, am an actor, a writer, a filmmaker. I use my art as a form of activism. And I also have created an initiative to talk about the retaliation that survivors of sexual violence in Hollywood specifically face when they come forward, or the fear of retaliation that keeps them from coming forward. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how people can become more involved in their own healing, be better allies and advocates for those in their lives who may have experienced abuse or misconduct. And I'm just really excited to be a part of this mission, which is, you know, building community, building a space for people to heal and talk honestly. And I'm really honored that Ashley asked me to be involved.
Well, it is so important. And Sarah Ann, can you talk a little bit about what the Hire Hollywood Survivor Initiative is all about and how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. So I came forward publicly with my story about being abused by Harvey Weinstein in October of 2017. And prior to that, I had spent close to a decade having my career derailed by the fact that I was abused. I no longer felt safe being in environments that I needed to be in to advance my career. Being alone in rooms with powerful men was now something that terrified me and paralyzed me. So finally, I met my husband, and we started working together, and my career started taking off because I was able to be with someone else who I felt safe around when I had these meetings. And I came forward publicly in 2017, and shortly after that, I started facing direct career retaliation. I was told I was being blacklisted. I was told that casting directors weren't going to call me in anymore, and then I spent almost 2 years without an audition. And so very early on, I realized that this definitely was not happening to me. I heard stories from women who were much more well-known and much more successful than me talking about retaliation that they had faced, either before coming forward or once they came forward. And the more I spoke to people, the more I realized that this was happening across the board. And obviously not just in my industry. I know it happens in communities and industries across the world. So the other thing I found is that people didn't want to talk about it. We were already being retaliated against. We were already being, you know, threatened and having our careers derailed. So nobody wanted to draw more attention to it. But I had already started talking about it. I was using social media. I was writing op-eds. And so I decided to start this initiative called Hire Survivors Hollywood. And we launched in February. And the goal of it is to raise awareness about the fact that retaliation is real. It isn't people being paranoid. It isn't people, you know, making things up. It's a real issue that we face. And to get those decision makers and those people in positions of power to pledge to hire survivors. And I see it as part of a bigger social justice movement. You know, I want to link arms with my siblings in other marginalized communities. And there are other organizations like the Think Tank for Inclusion and Equity doing really great work. And, you know, the Latinx community just came out with this amazing letter yesterday, you know, requiring safety and equity and inclusion. And I want to work towards that. And what's been really nice is the Hollywood Commission did their research, and one of the things that they found was that retaliation was a huge factor in determining whether people felt safe to come forward or not. They were fearful of retaliation, so they didn't come forward about their abuse. Time's Up Legal Defense just did their own research and found the same thing. So what I've been advocating about for the past several years has been borne out through research. And so I'm just trying to work towards a place where people realize that this is an actual issue, that survivors of sexual violence and other forms of misconduct are being marginalized, and really commit to making our industry safe and equitable for everybody involved.
We're talking with Sarah Ann Massey, Ashley Easter here on Downtown. And Ashley, if we've learned nothing else in the last few years, is that abuse is much more common than I think many people knew and understood. But the good news is that healing is certainly possible.
Yes, absolutely. So everything that Sarah just talked about is so true. And it's not just actors in Hollywood who are experiencing this, but it's a very real issue in each and every one of our communities. Abuse does not just pick one certain type of person. You know, anybody from any economic social status can experience abuse. So 1 in 3 women and 1 in 6 men have experienced sexual violence in their lifetime, if not more, because a lot of times these statistics are underreported because of the shame about coming forward. But like you said, there is hope and healing of moving forward. And that's really what we try to do at Courage 365, is empower survivors to understand their options, to move forward towards healing, to have really empowering conversations where we talk about different healing modalities. We're actually doing a challenge, different self-care challenges and healing challenges within the group. And we've really seen awesome turnout from the people participating. We already have over 700 members in the group participating in this challenge and in the different speakers that we have for our event. And yeah, we here at Courage 365 really want to make a path forward for survivors. Trauma is important to look at and to address, but then there's a point where we want to step forward in healing and want to step forward in a place where it no longer defines who we are. And one message I would love to get out to any survivors who are listening today is, if you've experienced abuse, I want you to know that it's not your fault. There was nothing that you ever could have done to deserve what happened to you. The blame is fully and completely on the shoulders of the abuser, and we would love to help support you in your healing journey, get you connected to resources and a community so you can feel like you're not alone, because you're not. And if you're interested in joining the Courage Challenge, you can just go to courage365.org/30 days. That's 30 days. Courage365.org/30 days, and you'll be able to join our private Facebook group with these incredible speakers and get connected with other survivors who get it and want to support you in your healing journey.
That's wonderful. Sarah Ann, how did you find the courage to speak out, and how do others find that courage?
It's such a good question. I had advocated and talked about sexual violence for a long time prior to the Weinstein story breaking, but I never spoke specifically about my own experiences. It was always something I was terrified of, always something I was afraid of legal action. I was afraid of, you know, retaliation. And when the story broke about Harvey, when those first two pieces came out with those incredibly brave women, I realized for the first time, and it sounds silly, but I realized I wasn't the only person he had done this to. And I wanted to tell my story because I wanted people to believe the women who had already come forward. I wanted to add my own unique experience and inspire people to be able to talk about the trauma they've been through and to know that they weren't alone and to know that it wasn't their fault. And I felt suddenly like I was part of this bigger community. And It's kind of a difficult club to be a part of, to be somebody who has been sexually abused. But as Ashley says, it's incredibly common. And to know that you're not alone, to know that there is community and there is healing and there is change and an opportunity for justice. And, you know, it inspired me to speak. And it was terrifying and it was scary and it continues to be difficult. You know, it's been 3 years now. It's an up and down journey for me, but I've never felt like it was the wrong decision. It has brought me so many amazing people and so much healing and so much opportunity to try and help others. And that's why I hope that people will come and listen to the speakers during this 30 Days of Courage. I hope people will go to hiresurvivorshollywood.org, read the pledge, see what it's about, and take the pledge if you are a decision maker. And reach out. If you're a survivor, regardless of what industry you're in, there is hope, there is healing, there are resources available to you. And I've been really inspired in this past year. Every project I've been involved with has taken this pledge. And they're smaller, independent productions. They're people who are really putting their necks on the line, but they believe in this mission of creating safety and equity. And that continues to inspire me to speak out and take action.
Ashley, how can those of us who would like to help out become an ally or an advocate?
Yeah, so that's an excellent question as well. So one of the things that you can do is you can begin with empathy and realize that there are survivors in your life, whether you know it or not. So just being sensitive in the language that we use, sometimes we hear people in our families and in our friend communities when a survivor comes forward saying very negative things, very shaming, blaming type things. And even if they don't know that there's a survivor in their midst that is their friend or family member, that is still affecting the survivor who is their friend or family member. And they're never going to want to be able to come out to you and tell you about the abuse that they've experienced if they know that there's a chance that you could shame or blame them. So the first step to being a good advocate is really just having empathy, believing the survivor, and supporting them, offering to go with them to the police, offering to help them find therapy, or even just being a listening ear. You don't have to fix it all, but just letting them know that you believe them and that you support them, that can really go a long ways. And again, if you go to courage365.org/30days, you can join our Facebook group, and not only do we have many survivors in there, but we have a full group of advocates, and there's a lot of different initiatives you can get involved with to really become an activist in your community, so we would love for you to join us there.
Excellent, and we want to thank our friend, a survivor and advocate, Jonathan Scheck, for getting us together today.
Yes. Jonathan, he just shared his story the other day inside of the group, and it's truly moving. He's such a wonderful person, really cares for survivors, and is really leveraging privilege that he has to raise the voices of other survivors.
Well, Ashley, Sarah, thank you so much, first of all, for your courage, and thank you for the hard work and everything you're doing to make this journey easier for so many others. Really appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ashley Easter, Sarah Ann Massey, joining us here on Downtown. Again, check it out online for more information about 30 Days of Courage, the Courage Conference, and Hire Survivor Hollywood Initiative as well.